What does your team look like this year?
Yeah, we are a young group, but with some experience of playing on the varsity team last year. We've got 26 kids out total, a lot of youth in there totally with all of our entire team, but they're working hard and doing well for about 2 weeks of practice, so looking good so far.
You've already had your first competition. Was it Juno Douglas was here?
Or? Yep, Juno Douglas was here, and we always like to schedule some of our tougher opponents within the region, and we've got a good relationship with Juno Douglas, so they came down and played them right off the bat, and they've been practicing since August 4th, so got a head start on us with us being a two-way school. But the girls played extremely well for the first weekend of games and knowing rotations and getting used to playing with each other, because we lost, you know, a couple players from last year on our varsity team. Our freshman team is completely new to high school, so it's kind of getting into the mix of that. And our JV squad did exceptionally well against a very talented JV team from Juno Douglas.
Okay. Yeah. So you had games Friday, Saturday, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Friday we did pretty well. Our freshman team took a game off of Juno Douglas, so we went to 4. But everyone getting those butterflies out of their system, and we're playing so quick and with 2 weeks of practice and playing against a pretty top-notch program from Juno Douglas. Played Friday. Our freshman team lost in 4, JV team lost in 3, and our varsity lost in 3, and got the butterflies out in the varsity game. And then on Saturday, Coach Bev Zirks ran the show while I was over at activity director meetings for our region, and they did really well, really, really well. I think the nervousness of playing that first game was done and over with, and they got to play a little bit more relaxed on Saturday. So it was good for us to start off that way, just to see what we needed to work on.
Okay. Are you working on different lineups right now?
Or? Yeah. Kind of finding a different lineup and actually running a completely different type of offense, which is new for the kids too. So that's a big thing that they've caught on well. And so we've been running a very sophisticated type of offense where we're running all three of our programs with, we call it a 5-1, but it's one setter running the whole show with all of our offense, and requires us to be a little bit more efficient with our passing, which this group can handle. So it's been good. It's been a good transition, and they're catching on fast.
What does the season look like this year? Do you have a couple home stands?
Yeah, you know, last year we were away a lot, but this year, you know, we're home with Juno Douglas, and then we will be home with Wrangell in November. So almost pretty much doubling our home events from what we had last year. So it's going to be good for those home events. And this week we are actually heading over to Sitka for the small schools tournament, which our kids will get a lot of court time, which is what we need right now so early in the season. So Metlakatla, Klawak, Sitka, Mount Edgecombe, and us will be over in Mount Edgecombe High School this weekend playing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Just okay. A ton of games.
These aren't the seeding games yet, though.
No, yeah, not our seeding games yet. Our first seeding tournament will be up in Skagway in late October. So that'll be our first conference matches of the year. So we'll all go up there. And then our South seeding tournament will be in Klawak. And then regionals will be in Wrangell at the end of November. So it's coming quick. But we'll head to the Jive tournament with our varsity the weekend after this weekend. So a really good time for them to fine-tune all their skills and see pretty much everybody in our region before the seeding tournament. So really good.